Highbridge Audio presents A Dancer in the Dust by Thomas H. Cook. Read by Ray Chase. What we think, or what we know, or what we believe is, in the end, of little consequence. The only consequence is what we do. John Ruskin, The Crown of Wild Olives. The crimes of evil are well known to history. It is the crimes of goodness that go largely unrecorded. Martine Auber, Open Letter to Foreign Friends. Part 1. Rupala, 10:13 a.m. The circle of life is often a noose, but it isn't that particular risk I consider as my plane banks to the left and begins its descent toward Rupala. It is Martine, I remember, along with the fact that on any given day the right thing can seem so wrong and the wrong thing so right that we easily become lost, to use Poe's exquisite phrase, in a wilderness of error. And surely among those errors I have learned, there is none deeper, nor more fraught with peril, than to believe that your world, your values, your sense of comfort and achievement should be someone else's too. Such is the grave understanding of things that came to Martine early, but came to me too late. The airport at Rupala is a swirling bazaar of noises and smells, all of which are amplified by the sub-Saharan heat inside the terminal. Wires dangle like black snakes from the ceiling, just as they had years before when I'd first arrived in this country, carrying my bubbling good intentions as if they were bottles of champagne.